Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. In this podcast, I share from decades of experience of teaching leaders principles and perspectives that help them be more productive with less stress. Today, we're going to explore the topic of this podcast, Winning the Game. Why did I pick that title and what does it mean? Well, what is a game, first of all? Well, to me, a game is something of your own creation. It's something you invent for yourself. And a game, to me, implies certain things. When you get this notion of winning the game, you will eliminate a lot of burden in your life, a lot of struggles in your life, a lot of boredom in your life. So if you're bored, struggled, under pressure, just notice how you describe what you do. When I say game, I get playful. I want to play games and I like to do well in my games. Games to me is not only a matter of winning, I love to learn. So even sometimes if I don't produce the results I want, I learn so much. So it's fun playing the game just for the sake of learning. Do you have games in your life? So many people I meet, they never think about their future much. They don't create outcomes or visions or results that they are truly inspired to wake up to in the morning and to, I was going to say, attack during the day, really intentionally act on during the day. For years and years and years and years, I've been asking really productive senior executives the following question. What 3-4 things would you like to have happened in your life over the next 6 months for you to experience that was a really great 6 months in your life? So many of them looked at me and said, well, I don't really think like that. I just do my work. You know, we got these work targets and I really focus on getting my work done. But it's really interesting what you said. Yeah, the question is very specific. What would have happened in your life, 3-4 things, in the next 6 months for you to be left with the experience in 6 months that, wow, these months were really good in my life? And it's easy to see that it doesn't take much. 15, 20 minutes of conversation helping a human being get a game going in their life. Or if I could do this in my job, if I went on this longer vacation with my family, if I did this in terms of my exercise and my body, and then I have this new competence I never had time to study, but if I learned this thing, sailing, Tai Chi, whatever they want to learn, right? Suddenly they go, that would be a great 6 months. And I go, cool. So if you hit these results in your job, if you learned this new competence, you had this vacation experience with the family, and your Tai Chi studies level up, you'll have a great 6 months. Yeah, good. They now have a game to play. If you struggle in life, such a simple thing as formulating a game for yourself could be one thing that's missing. And if you get the sense of playing a game day by day rather than going to work every day, could actually transform the experience of whatever you're doing. Now the next part, winning, what does it mean to win? Well, winning the game isn't meant to be winning over others or being better than others or winning in terms of I'm winning and you're not. I love to win the most when both people in the game and in the conversation is winning. With our customers, we help them level up and produce results. By they doing really well, our company does better, we both win. Sometimes, as I said, when I learn stuff, I experience winning because I'm better off next time. So you need a game. You don't need a game like you need, but it's very helpful for you if you want to live fully, to formulate games in your life and then take on what winning would mean for you. For me, hitting the results and then being completely drained and burnt out, it's not winning. You need the results, but you also need a growth of power and capacity to experience true winning. So I hope this was helpful for you, useful, give some reflection to what games you want to win in life, and what winning would mean for you. So welcome back anytime.